It's Jefferson Graham with USA Today. This is the Saturday edition of Talking Tech. And you know, this week, TV viewers got a loud and very clear signal about the future of television. Expect more news, sports, and other live programming on network and cable TV as the people who create hits continue to jump ship to the streamers and broadcast and cable adapt to the new realities. Now, Ryan Murphy departed his longtime home at 21st Century Fox this week for a new mega deal with Netflix worth a whopping $300 million. For many Talking Tech listeners, you might be saying, Ryan who? Well, here's the story. He's one of the most prolific and successful TV showrunners, the force behind such hits as Glee, American Horror Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, 9-1-1, and Feud, which have run on the Fox Broadcast Network and FX Cable Channel. And he's just the latest Hollywood player to switch allegiances. Let me just drop some names. Steven Spielberg, Shonda Rhimes, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Elizabeth Olsen, Kerry Washington, even basketball great Kevin Durant have joined the movement, signing up with Netflix, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook to star in or produce shows for the streamers. Add Jennifer Salk, who has run NBC's primetime programming as the president of NBC Entertainment since 2011, responsible for hits like This Is Us and The Good Place. Well, she switched sides too, inking a deal to become the new head of Amazon Studios. She's expected to pivot Amazon from independent art house fare like Transparent and Mozart in the Jungle to mainstream broadcast-style hits. Amazon has its answer to HBO's Game of Thrones awaiting production, a TV series adaptation of Lord of the Rings for streaming. You could argue that traditional television is dying and that many in Hollywood are awakening to the fact that they have to adapt. Or simply, there's new serious money out there as the streaming companies spend wildly to build audiences. Now, Netflix is going to spend $8 billion in 2018 on programming, and Amazon is countering with $4.5 billion, Hulu, $2.5 billion, and $1 billion for Apple. Now, the iPhone maker just launched a programming initiative headed by two former top TV chiefs from Sony Pictures Television, and they've started bankrolling several shows, including a remake of Spielberg's Amazing Stories anthology and that new series with Witherspoon and Aniston playing talk show hosts. Apple has yet to say where any of these new shows will appear. Well, the bottom line is that viewers are getting more good stuff than ever. It's just we need a streaming player or a smart TV to watch them. And you know what's going to happen to broadcast TV? I think they're just going to compete by doing what they do best, live events like news, sports, and award shows, as many of the hits move to the streaming companies. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. What are your thoughts about all the streaming activity? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show.